This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast, where Paul has once again tricked me into watching a bloody horror film. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul, and I am the tricker.
Damn right,
the trickster. The trickee. Yes, it's a horror film, and today, straight into it, we're recording, we're reviewing Freaky. Originally titled Friday the Freaky 13th or something along those lines.
Is that so?
Yeah. Freaky is written and directed by Christopher Landon, the guy who did Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse.
Oh, really?
And Happy Death Day to Me and Happy Death Day to You.
Huh.
It's also co-written by Michael Kennedy, produced by Jason Blum. Correct. This is a Blumhouse film, and it stars Vince Vaughn, Catherine Newton, Katie Finnan, Celeste O'Connor, Misha Oshovich, and Alan Ruck.
Beautiful.
It was released just this Friday, November 13th in the States.
Friday the 13th, if you will.
Coming out on November 30th to stream on demand for anyone who is so inclined. The budget was $6 million only, and the box office $4 million thus far through the opening weekend yet to close. So this is going to be yet another successful Blumhouse.
That's $6 million.
In a pandemic.
Yeah.
Where you can't show it in cinemas. It's only drive-in releases, basically, in the States.
If you spend $6 million on a movie, you can get that back fairly quickly, especially when there's no other movies around.
Yeah, exactly.
So, not bad. Okay.
Wait, what is this one about?
The deal is, everyone, as Paul said, it's like Freaky Friday, that old Disney film, and it's set on the 13th, Friday the 13th, and it premiered on the 13th. And it's a horror set in a high school. The protagonist is this young girl named Millie, who's kind of a nerd, and she's pretty but not popular, and she lives in a town where there's a serial killer on the loose, and one night the killer catches up with her, and he stabs her with an ancient-ass knife that causes them to swap bodies. Pow! So then the movie...
Exactly the sound effect.
That's right, right? So then the movie's now about how the killer is now in Millie's body, and nobody knows it, so she's killing people and all sorts of shit, and the young girl is now in the killer's body, who's Vince Vaughn, and so she has to convince her friends that it's really her, not the serial killer, and the murders and hilarity ensue from there.
So that's I think a very, very fair description. It's a comedy horror.
Mm.
Yeah. Rather than a horror comedy, Wayne, it's definitely played light and for laughs, despite the fact
it gets pretty gruesome
in places.
It does.
Spoilers, I really, really loved.
All right. So what I will tell you about this, there's an opening scene, and I don't like obviously horrors and stuff like that, but you try and be objective with these things, and I'm like, given how these things usually go, you know, everyone knows what's going to happen, you know? Yeah,
there's four characters.
It's four characters. They're sitting around a fire, telling ghost stories, something happens. And
they're obnoxious kind of late teens.
That's right.
One or two of them are particular assholes.
Yes.
And so there's no mistaking what's going to happen to these characters. Yep. I mean, that's a little bit of a spoiler, but it's all over within the first seven or eight minutes.
The idea is that, like, you have to set up the peril. So yeah. There we are, right?
So we get to see the Blissfield Butcher in action. That's Vince Vaughn with a mask. And mm-hmm. There's a couple of particularly violent kills. I'm like, right. Yeah, all right.
I was like, ew. But but having said that, like, for what it is and what these things are supposed to be, based on what I gather, being not one of your people, it was probably handled quite well. Like, it was actually like, I see this and that could actually hook quite a few people who are into this genre. I would say that it then goes on to never be that good as that first scene.
Rough. Whoa.
I think I think that first scene opened big, and then it was like, okay, it's sort of...
Really?
Yeah, I think it loses its momentum a bit towards the middle.
Hot damn!
That's what I think. I thought certainly going to dragging a little bit, but I think Vince Vaughn did a fine job.
I think Vince Vaughn's excellent.
He's no Jack Black when it comes to...
I would disagree.
Oh, come on.
Big time.
What?
Jack Black is playing it like a caricature.
Yes.
Jack Black is playing it over the top and playing it just for laughs. Vince Vaughn, I think, does a much better job of actually encapsulating what I imagine a teenage girl to be in a 6 foot six man's body.
Yeah, like I said, he does a fine job. He does a fine job,
fine
I think.
Job.
Look, he,
oh my God.
It was definitely the thing, the performance that the entire movie
tell
was
hanging
on. Tell
you what's not doing a fine job. You with this review.
Eat balls. I don't, like, look, you know, I mean, I could have had a worse time in this, to be honest with you.
Wayne's hardcore had to pull it out of your review.
I could have had
a worse time. That'll be on the DVD cover.
No, I saw this yesterday during the day after a late breakfast and went to the cinema on my own, sat down, cool, all right, fine. And I'm like, here it is. And I'm like, ah, fucking Paul. This is a proper horror film. The prick.
I stand resolute, mother.
Thank you, soundboard.
I almost texted you and said, this is a horror, you cunt. But I'm like, all right, well, let's try. My reply would have been,
yes, suck it.
I know. So I thought I'd wait until we recorded. The girl's great. The girl's great.
Yeah, she was very good too.
She's great. I really like the friends, her friends. They were probably possibly my favorite thing about the show.
Well, another big strength of this film is that it's quite progressive and it doesn't flash that around. So, you know, there's a gag made, which is in the trailer, which is, you're black, I'm gay, we're definitely going to die. That's right. You know, so it plays with that a lot.
That's fine. That's fine.
No, it's good. Yeah. I think it's great to see minorities represented in that way. And I'm not going to give away what happens to those characters, but tropes aren't aligned in this film, which is one of its strengths.
Yeah, and that you can't aligned, really do you know that.
What I mean? That doesn't just
yeah, you can't really do that anymore anyway. But like, you can't.
You shouldn't. Not saying you can't.
No.
I see plenty of shit-ass horror films which just go by the tropes.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I see plenty of shit-ass films that just go by tropes.
Yeah.
Romantic comedies in particular.
Yeah, but that's less. All right.
Nope.
Fine.
Doesn't get a pass because it's a romantic comedy. Just because you don't like horror films.
You're probably right, but who cares?
Anyone who cares about logic, arguments, and the like. Look, I don't expect you to love this film.
No. For what it is, it's probably fine. I was actually talking with some of my friends last night who said that they went to see Friday, whatever the Jamie Lee Curtis one is. Is it Friday the 13th?
Halloween.
Halloween. They went to see Halloween on Halloween, right? They all run into one sort of God. Angry. And she said that she went there just to feel spooked out on Halloween. Right?
You mean last year?
No,
2 years ago when it came out.
Yeah, whenever it came out. Yeah. Oh, no, last year. No, like this year because like they just reran it.
Oh, they reran it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So I get that people go to cinemas just to do this and just to feel this.
Get a bit scared, to get a bit of an adrenaline rush.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas I'm sitting there just like bristling the whole time. So I think that it's not bad necessarily. It just felt a bit longer than it is. A premise like this lends itself to maybe being like, to me, like a 1 hour episode of a series. I'm sure Buffy's done this like 4 times, right? I don't know.
Incorrect.
No? Never? They did a body swap type episode?
I'm sure they have done a body swap episode. They haven't done one about a Blissfield butcher.
No, but like the body swap. I'm talking about the body swap part of it. Like that's like, you know, again, it's Freaky Friday. It's not a bad movie if you like this type of stuff. I'm just not.
Laughed a lot in this movie, I have to say. I thought it was genuinely funny. I don't want to spoil jokes.
Okay. Well, in the trailer, Vince Vaughn is doing that dance thing where he's trying to convince them. But that was pretty funny.
I think you're really underselling Vince Vaughn's performance. I think you're underselling. I mean, Catherine Winnick, is that
I don't know who's saying him, but the blonde girl.
Catherine Newton doesn't have as much to do. She just has to be menacing and awful when she becomes the butcher. And she does it great.
I think so too.
She really does have an air of menace about her, which, given how sweet and nice she is in the first act of the film,
she's lovely.
Great acting. Well done. But Vaughn, he's front and center, as you would expect.
Yeah.
He's the only sort of big name in the film.
Yep.
He's so good. Very, very good. Very, very funny. Very, very likable.
That's what it was. This movie was if there's any reason it's good to watch, is because Vince Vaughn is making you watch it, is making you want to watch it. And that's great. And he's always been a sort of charismatic actor, I think. He's a big man.
Yeah, he is. And so really well cast here in that regard. Like it asks a lot. Like you mentioned Jack Black in the Jumanji films. Mm. Sure, yeah. But this one is, there's a lot more nuance to Vince Vaughn's performance. Because he's actually more realistic as opposed to throwing his hips around. You know?
Yeah. Like I said, I actually haven't got a bad thing to say about Vince Vaughn's thing. I was just saying by comparison, it was like the Jack Black one blew me away a little bit. This one was like, good.
That
it's
one
great.
Was before. I guess there's always that element
perhaps,
too.
Perhaps. Good
but,
point.
But I also think some of the kills are magnificent in this film. Like they're really, one of the kills here, I won't spoil what it is in the non-spoiler section. We'll get to spoilers in a moment. If you're new to the show, welcome. It's great to have you here. One kill was absolutely jaw-droppingly gross and over the top. And I'm like, yes, this one just went for the R rating. And
if it's the one I'm thinking of, yes, it did. In an unrelated note, I was...
Or not unrelated?
I don't know, but I was looking at... Cameron from Ferris Bueller is in here.
Yep.
And he's playing a woodshop teacher who's an asshole.
Yep.
And I was, it's Cameron. So, like, that was kind of cool.
When Cameron was in Egypt's land, let my Cameron go.
What? I never really got that part of the Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Why did that happen? It was really funny. It was really funny.
Funny enough that we've memorized it and repeated it here. Alan Ruck, again, good in his little role that he has. And like you say, I love the friendship group that they've got going.
Very cool. That's probably my favorite.
Back and forth. And I want to talk a little bit about some things that happen later in the film in the spoiler section that really capitalize on that, which is good fun. Again, overturned some tropes, Brigand, some other characters we haven't even mentioned, including her crush, which is quite different.
I will tell you this. The thing that put me off initially was I hate the stereotypical Hollywood movie where there's a bully and then there's the girl and then there's the crush.
Subvert that.
Yes. So I will tell you that when that starts, I'm like, oh, this shit again, and I really didn't want to watch it. And then, of course, it develops, and it made it better. So I'm not saying this is a bad movie at all.
Thank God.
I'm not. I'm actually not. It's actually...
I'll go more than that. In a terrible... terrible year for obvious reasons. Freaky was a very, very pleasant surprise. It's definitely among my top films of the
year. See, people, everything's relative. If this came out in like
Last year, oh, that was good.
Yeah, exactly.
But because there's not much out to compare it with.
That's right. This is the underdog's time to shine. And I will say,
and this is an underdog film. I think that's a nice way of putting
it. Totally. Well, bonus. But also, I would say to you that $6 million, not bad. For a $6 million budget, I look at it, I'm like, that's all right, because Vince would have gotten a big chunk of that.
Yeah, I was just thinking.
So I reckon this is like a $4 million production. Like,
yeah,
almost.
Maybe, as a guess.
Yeah, so like that doesn't look too bad. They've obviously used a real high school. There's some pretty good gore effects that you liked. There'll be some CG.
yes, there was definitely some CG, particularly in the stabby Aztec knife scenes.
Oh, yes. Yep. Oh, yes. That was interesting. Yeah, I didn't mind it. I didn't mind it.
All right. Well, there we are. Wayne didn't mind it. I really enjoyed it. Get out and see Freaky if you're at all interested. And it's safe to do so. If not, wait till November 30th and then enjoy it on streaming at home. Let's get into spoilers on the other side of this sound drop.
You can't handle the truth.
Thank you, Jack. This time around, I think you do want to handle the truth if you've seen the film. And if you haven't, steer clear. I really like the fact that in this particular film, the jock is not an asshole, the subject of her crush. He's a nice guy. And we get this really weird and awkward scene where he makes out with Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn, yeah, that was pretty funny. And I was sitting there going, actually, I was laughing at them like, like this. But you're right. No, but you know what, though? I don't know that that's a subversion because...
it's massively a subversion.
Well, there's other jocks who are the actual assholes.
Well, the thing about this film is, and here's my down on it, which I couldn't talk about in non-spoilers. My down is the characters who are going to live are very obvious. There's plot armor aplenty here.
Is there? Because I thought... I didn't know who was going to die in this and that, but I remember sitting there going...
anyone who's bad to her dies, basically. And it became very apparent. Like, and they should. Like, you know, there's threats of gang rape at one scene.
That was... they all had to die. When that happened, I was like...
yeah, they absolutely had to die, and they did.
I'm glad that they killed that bitchy woman who was...
the bitchy
like,
woman right at the start. Like, that was good. She's a cunt and gets exactly... I mean... it's a bit extreme. No, I don't think anyone deserves to die.
As far as this movie is concerned, if anyone's going to buy the farm, she has to go.
But she should have been shunned. And
that's
and
the best part about these films. That like the killer actually takes out people you want to die. So that's the best thing about this film. And that's I can agree with how that would be a good
whereas
watch.
I didn't feel like the friends were in any jeopardy after the first couple of times they ran across the Blissfield. I didn't think at any point the gay guy or her African-American friend were going to die at all.
I guess I'm not sure what I thought about it.
I didn't think the mum was going to die. I didn't think the sister was going to die.
I thought the sister might. Because she's a 5-0. Here's one bit that I really gave me the shit. And this always gives me the shits. Towards the end, which is, to be fair, when the movie seemingly ended.
I will agree. The coda doesn't need to happen in this film.
I liked the coda.
Did you?
Because I was sitting there going, okay, I guess that's done. And also, I will ask you this. What happens in the coda if you're listening and haven't watched the movie?
Well, you shouldn't be. But anyway.
It's a more horror film. I get it if you did it. So... the cops finally have a bead on Vince Vaughn at the last minute. They change back personalities because she, whatever, sets a watch fast. Long story, which you can't do. Which you can't do with an Apple Watch, by the way.
All right, really?
No, because it reads the phone time and you can't set a phone time for it. So there you go. The cops roll up on him and they finally shoot him. Boom, 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 boom. He goes down. Somehow they seem to only shoot him in the arms, from what I saw. Anyway, he's in the ambulance or whatever. And I missed this part. Did he just disappear? Did he get out?
No, they just sort of zoom in on whatever. And he's taken off the heartbeat because they are, we're going to call it, because he's slipped off
he's dead,
the heart.
Yeah.
Yes, he's not dead. And therefore, the implication is he's escaped and killed them to get back to the family.
Okay. But then when he turns up at the house, he's been shot a few times in the arms, but he's still lifting her up and shit.
It's ridiculous.
It's, so I'm like, at least give me that he's a bit something.
But this is the horror trope, right?
He's like slightly extra human.
Yeah, they're super. Yeah, you're right. Superhuman, super villain, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
But I agree. It wasn't necessary. And apparently, it feels like they were setting up for a sequel.
I'm glad they didn't do that.
And then bitched out on that.
No, they didn't bitch out. But if they kept the sequel, that would have been bitching out.
It just didn't need to happen. I think that whole last 6-7 minutes is unnecessary. Like, it shows the three women coming together to defeat him. But I think the way he was defeated was good enough. Okay, it's not as satisfying to have the cops kill him shoot him down versus her.
Yeah, she needed to do something to him.
Yeah, that's why they did it. But it wasn't that great.
Okay, but the thing that gave me the shits is that the sister rolls up and she's got a gun, and then he's tampered with a gun and now it's out of bullets. You click, click, click. Fine. There's a scuffle and the bullets go on the floor. The sister then, while he's beating up the mother or the daughter or whatever, she goes and picks up the bullets and puts them back into the magazine. Click, 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 click. Then puts the magazine, then rolls and then like racks the gun and then points it at him, and he still gets there before she does. I'm like, dude, just chamber one round and put it up his ass. Then fill your gun, right? It's just like, fucking hell. Yeah. And even if you have the gun, you can't just grab a gun before someone fires. I know.
It's a small criticism, but a valid one of the film. Because, again, I don't love that last sequence either. Mm. But otherwise, I was a little bit worried that the social justice warriors would get up in arms over the scene where the gay guy pretends to be straight.
If they do this, that's too much. The mom doesn't buy it for a second.
She doesn't, and he abandons very fast.
Exactly.
I totally agree. So, I was just a little bit like, a bit cringe.
Can you imagine
that
if it was the other way? If it was like if it was a straight guy?
No, you can't.
No way, right? So this is fine, man.
You can't. Yeah,
this is fine.
No, man, that was all
fine.
We
make movies now.
But again, I like the fact this is just a progressive film which doesn't revel in that, doesn't try.
Totally, I just assume that now, man. This is like, well, if you're gonna try and be like doing weird shit like that and calling out stuff that just shouldn't matter, you
wouldn't
even
surprise
do that
me. I'm sure someone else is gonna slate the film over it. But anyway,
yeah.
Look, overall, if we anything else you want to say about? Yeah. No. Look, overall, I was very
When Cameron
was in Egypt's land,
yes,
yeah.
And after you let him go, then he gets killed by is the bandsaw scene the R-rated kill that you want to want? Okay.
Holy shit,
she just cut him in half.
Well, it wasn't just like on the trailer, you see very clearly a shot of him's head being pushed towards the bandsaw, right?
Oh, it is.
So I knew
he
was going to die.
I forgot it, yeah. We knew he was going to die because he was a cunt.
Yes. Right? And again, we've established that anyone who's a prick to her is going to die.
Which is great with me.
Yep. And no problems at all. Like I said, my complaint was we didn't get a major character good person death. Like, we needed one of those. I think be it the sister or the mother or someone else close to her needed to die. Then everyone would have been in peril at that point. It's the Serenity.
Guys, storytelling wise, you are right. Yeah. But bitch wise, because I'm a bitch, I thought I liked it
the
better.
Serenity factor. You know, we kill off one major character, now everyone's in trouble.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the point here. She stabs him, pushes his head, and I thought they were going to cut away from it. No, they didn't cut away. And they didn't not just cut away. They literally let him be sawed in half the entirety of
him. Yeah, all the way.
Him.
She pushed him all the way down, like right down the middle. I'm like, oh, damn.
I was like, wah!
Yeah, you would have fucking loved that. That's the only thing I wanted to bring up. I wondered if that was the one.
Yeah, that was exactly the one. And that's a couple of great kills in the early, particularly the wine bottle down the throat.
The wine bottle, I thought, was really hard at the very beginning.
But like, he was the biggest cunt of them all, that guy, so he deserved to get it.
Yeah, I think it was weird.
He was a prick. Absolute prick. Got what he deserved.
Fair enough.
Don't be a prick, people. All right, let's get a final score. Whilst I get ready to ask Wayne, I'm going to get the inevitable sound drop. Ready? What are you scoring, Wayne?
All right.
Freaky.
It was better than expected, but not my jam. 54.
So low.
It was a pass.
Such
it's a
cunt.
It's a pass.
I'm giving Freaky 74.
Oh, fuck!
Which is exactly what it deserves to be. Which, of course, means
74!
Once again, Wayne falls into
Balls. Eat my ass.
Well, if the metal boot fits, wear it.
It's a bullshit, man. It was a piece of shit in the call. It doesn't mean I'm Negatron. Shit.
Well, there we are. 74 from me, 54 from Negatron. Get out there and see Freaky, or at least check it out when it comes out in a couple of weeks to download. I think you're going to enjoy it, unless you hate horror films and you're a little bit weak as water.
In which case,
like Wayne,
just watch Casino Royale again or something.
All right. Do let us know what you thought of Freaky once you've seen it via email, thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter @thecountdownpc. You can join up and post to the Facebook. There's a community links in the show notes. And check out and follow the show on podbean.com. That's it from us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard.
This is the dumbest shit
on you,
anyone
on
ever
shit
said
on you,
in the history of, and I don't think I'm accelerating here. Time!
Shits on a film just because he doesn't like the genre.
Bull to titties. It passed, cracker. Shit.
We'll catch you next time. See ya.